Well, now after all these years in Nashville, do you have any advice for anyone that would be coming to town, what they might do to better their chances of getting started here in Nashville?
Mm-hmm. Nashville is all about the song. There's a lot of players out there that can play their butts off. You know, you go down Lower Broad and you can hear some guys, you know, in all those clubs down there just tearing it up. But when it comes to either A, getting on a tour of a signed artist, or B, becoming an active player in the studio industry, my advice to anybody, new guys that are coming, guys that have been here forever and stuff, is like, I don't care what instrument you play. You know, if you're a lead guitar guy, you know, quit being a guitar player and become a musician. You know, it's good to know, learn all the chops and keep them all in stock. You know, but then when it comes down to getting out there and auditioning for a tour, or somebody giving you a chance to come in on a demo session or something, then you just have to be very musical, tasteful. Your rhythm, your time has got to be very good. Your tone has got to be very good. You know, so a lot of players, you know, their timing suffers a lot. Mine did when I first moved to town. I mean, I didn't know it, but I thought I was like Hotshot, Mr. Hotshot coming in. And then, boy, they threw me in the studio with some big guys right away. And it's like, oh, wow. So that was a lot of learning to do. So, yeah, those things. And also for new guys, you have to get out in the town, especially if you don't know your music directors from tours or so forth. You know, you need to get out and introduce yourself, market yourself, and, you know, go play wherever you can, as much as you can, and just let people hear you, you know. Because you never know. Sometimes there might be somebody in that room that can make all the difference in the world to your career, you know, to your future. You just never know. And, you know, yeah, I mean, show off if you want, but also be very musical, and because that's what's going to take you a long, long, long way in this town.
You have a website?
Right now, we had one for my publishing company, but it's down right now because we're revamping it. But we have a publishing company called Busy at Play Publishing. You know, we're a newer company, a smaller company, but you know, we just got a Jason Aldean cut, so you know, we're pretty happy, and we got some stuff brewing. We got some stuff in the Texas market as well, and so forth. So you know, all is well. You know, all is good. Just you know, building the company as we go, and you know, I have a lot of fantastic songs on my catalog from different writers and so forth. So. Yeah, it's working out good.
And you just got back from playing the Calgary Stampede with Garth?
July 15th, maybe. We just played the Calgary Stampede, which is a huge, huge rodeo in Canada. We played at the, he was the headline artist, of course, obviously, and we played at the Saddle Dome for a completely out-of-control crowd.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
Yeah.
But they were one of the loudest people on the planet. Oh my goodness. Wow. We just kind of, you know, and like I say, most of us just rely on floor wedges. So the louder the crowd gets, you know, it's a 10-piece band and there's open microphones all over the stage. So the roar of the crowd goes in through the microphones and up the floor wedges even louder to you. So yeah, you just kind of like you just have fun at that point because you're not gonna hear anything you're doing pretty much. I mean, sometimes you're playing air guitar just because the crowd is so overbearing, you know. But we like it that way, you know.
Yeah,
Garth wouldn't have it any other way, you know.
That's great. Yeah. And Trisha is getting ready to start touring again.
Yeah, I think she might do something possibly in the spring. She's right now in the middle of cutting a new record, like we were saying. She hadn't toured in a couple of years, you know, except for one-offs here and there. And a lot of it had to do because, unfortunately, her mama had a lot of health complications, you know, long, long battle with cancer. She kept beating it, and then it would come back with a vengeance and beat it again. Her name is Gwen Yearwood, and one of my favorite people in the world. Both Trisha's parents, Jack Yearwood as well. Very, very, very special people to me. And unfortunately, Miss Gwen passed away maybe 6 months ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Trisha's ready to get back out and I mean, we were out for 20 years straight, so it was time for a break.
Definitely. Yeah, well, it's good that she was taking care of family.
Yeah, missed a lot of soccer games and football, basketball games with my kids and stuff, and that's a tough thing, you know. Yeah. I'm very, very, very close to my family. Mm-hmm. So it was good to hang out at home for a while, but now it's you know, I'm ready to get back out. I'm ready to get back out. Mainly because when I get on the road, it's when I get to chill out a little bit. Because when I'm in town, I have to wear too many hats, and I work way too many hours a day. You know, whether it's recording or running the publishing company or records that I'm producing and so forth.
Now, you've done a lot of recording and you know, tons of live playing. Do you have a preference between playing live or playing in the studio?
No, I do not. You know, at first, I think it's everybody that I know, when they first walk in a studio at a high level, it's an uncomfortable situation because you're used to feeding off a crowd or you're used to feeding off band members. And in the studios, you're isolated from everybody, you know, because you don't want, you know, the guitars to be an acoustic guitar to be in the same room as a drum room or something, you know, or a piano room, because then there's going to be bleed from those tracks. And in today's world, you want to have separation on every instrument that there is on a recording. And so you miss that element. You're not with your buddies, your comrades there, you know, feeding off of each other because, you know, you've got a set of headphones and you're isolated from everybody. And so at first that was difficult, you know, because, again, you know, it's hard to find that energy, that fire, that gut, that soul in that situation. Now, though, or should I say it took me, you know, a couple of years to get over that. Now, in the studio, I'm every bit as soulful and have as much fun as I do live. Mm-hmm. So I love both elements. For a long time here in Nashville, I never used to get out and play locally just because I was touring so much. And when I'd come home, I'd usually be in a studio somewhere. And, you know, and lately I've gotten out and doing like writer's rounds and so forth, especially with artists that I'm producing or that write for my publishing company. Mm-hmm. And I'm having a lot of fun doing that, just strumming acoustic guitar for different people. And a lot of times if there's a round, several rounds going on in one night that starts at 7 and ends at 11, sometimes I'm in trouble if I'm on the first round because I'll never get off the stage. I'll play all the rounds.
Hey, man, play with me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man,
and,
play with me.
And obviously I won't know their songs, but I love not knowing people's songs because it really keeps my ear.
Yeah, keeps them chops up.
Yeah. It's like, you know, don't step on the vocal, whatever you do in Nashville, Tennessee. Everybody better know that. You come over here, if you step on any vocals with your instrument, your butt is out of there.
Yeah. Johnny, I sure appreciate you doing that, man.
You bet, man.
It's an honor to sit with you.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, Bronson.
Awesome.